Kelly Schultz, along with the sophomore out of British Columbia, Kristen Huber. You scored the first goal at Wisconsin in their brand new rink. How exciting was that for you as a BSU Beaver to get that first goal on their turf?
It was unbelievable.
You'll never forget that one, will you?
Never, nope.
I know after the game you got interviewed by the Wisconsin radio stations. I'm sure they weren't very happy that they were interviewing a Beaver instead of a Badger, but what was that like just knowing that you had done something that they were hungry for and they wanted that win and your team took it from them?
Oh, well, it just feels incredible. I mean, our team played amazing. Abby Raplansky played the best game of her life.
Your team was also part of history, BSU history, taking 4 out of 6 points on the road this last weekend against Wisconsin, first time ever against the Badgers. Last year, that was the only team that your team wasn't able to beat or sweep. Talk about the difference this year between getting that 4 out of 6 versus last year.
I mean, people were saying that we were going to be weaker back in our net, but Abby played unreal both games, and our forward stepped up, especially on Sunday, scoring a whole bunch of goals. So,
how important is it to score the first goal in a game? Obviously, you scored the lone goal on Friday, and then Mackenzie Thurston got things started on Saturday.
It's probably the most important thing, just to get your team going, get them excited, pumped up, and get them on the way to score more goals.
So far this season, your team has seen scoring from across the board. Not one person has stood out. That consistency is a good thing to have this early in the season, isn't it?
It's awesome. I mean, we got freshmen scoring, sophomores, everyone scoring, people that have never scored before. So it's just great for them and great for all of us just to see that.
The month of October, you've been on the road. Well, this weekend, it'll be 3 weekends out of 4. How hard is it to kind of stay energized and knowing that you've got, you know, school to deal with, you've got practice, you've got 3 road weekends? How hard is it to balance all that?
Well, it's definitely hard, but our coaches are doing a great job of keeping us energized and giving us days off when we need them, and stay our first schoolwork. I mean, you just gotta keep it up on the bus and everywhere you can. So,
okay, every player that plays a sport, whether it's hockey, soccer, whatever, has their own celebration. Are you pretty low key, or you get really excited when you score?
Oh, I get excited. Not like my roommate, that's for sure. Whitney Ravoda, she doesn't do anything. She just stands there. But I get excited. I mean, my celly was kind of embarrassing on the weekend because I skated around the net and no one could know where I was. So that was a little bit bad. But, I mean, I jumped back into that also. I don't really have a signature. I mean, put my hands up. I don't know.
Being a sophomore this year compared to last year, your freshman year, how much do you think you've grown as a hockey player?
I think I've grown a lot, and I have a lot more growing to do. I mean, everyone says that your sophomore year is your hardest year, but I want to make it one of my best years and just keep growing from where I left off on my freshman year. So,
what kind of personal goals have you set for yourself this year?
I want to keep scoring goals, hit the net, that's for sure.
Have you decided what you're going to major in?
I'm thinking exercise science with maybe a minor in biology. So,
what do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, I wanted to be a veterinarian when I was little, but then I had to realize that animals died. And then I'm thinking of a personal trainer or a marine biologist, but I don't think that is going to go very well.
What do you guys need to do going into this weekend against Ohio State? And they're a team that's been on fire as of late.
Just keep our pace up and build off of where we left off in Wisconsin. We need to hit the net, especially me. And we need to just keep our feet moving, make passes, just crash the net, get those dirty goals.
Good luck, Kristen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.